Board members called the referendum a gift. Chairperson Mary McCrae and others said they support it because the money would prevent good teachers from leaving CMS for districts that pay more.
They did something courageous that they knew would help our teachers out in this tough budget season that we were having and probably will have a while.
But then came the reprimand.
Were we happy the way it rolled out? No. And I'd be the first one to say we were not, because we were not included. But are we happy about it being out here? I would say I am.
Several other board members agreed they should have been consulted. The CMS board asked county commissioners this year to include enough money in the district's budget to give teachers a 3% raise. Instead, commissioners came up with a quarter-cent sales tax. It would go towards CMS employee pay, CPCC, libraries, and arts groups. All but one commissioner voted to support the sales tax. That was Rhonda Lennon, who represents North Mecklenburg County.
The courageous thing would have been for our county commission to actually look hard at their budget and find the money within their current budget to honor our budget request.
And as for future budgets, she worries county commissioners will use the sales tax as a reason to reduce money going to CMS. Tim Morgan, who represents Southern Mecklenburg County, said it still makes sense to support the tax.
And Ms. Lennon, I agree with you. Well, this is not the process that I would have picked. And I personally think there are other ways to pay for this through additional dollars we get through the county right now. This is what we have. This is what they've given us.
CMS has not laid out a plan how the money would be allotted, but Superintendent Heath Morrison has said part of it would help raise salaries of veteran teachers who won't get much of a boost through state raises this year. These raises wouldn't kick in until next year. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.